It's time to find out this week if it's Kikyo or if it's not Kikyo. That is the question.
That is the question.
We're going to pull petals from a flower until we find out if it's Kikyo or not. That's how we determine this.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Jared Now Watch Inuyasha is episode number 153. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Owl and Lady M.
Hello.
We are discussing season 6, episode number 12, or episode 150, entitled The Mysterious Light That Guides the Saint. Yeah, the base is... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't really get the episode title, but I guess it's the two lights. I don't know.
Two spooky gal lights.
Yeah, that's the only thing I could think of. I don't know. Some of these episode titles are silly, but...
Yeah. But yeah, the whole basis of this episode is basically being like, yo, is that Saint Kikyo or is it not Kikyo? Because some of the evidence we have here seems to say it's not Kikyo. But also some of the evidence seems to say that it is Kikyo. What could
is
it be?
Is it Kikyo? Is it not Kikyo?
Yeah,
whoa!
That's the whole thing of this episode, the whole crux of this episode. It's just like, is it Kikyo or is it not? Let's find out. And mm-hmm. We do find out. For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We begin the episode and they're looking at the arrow that broke Hakudoshi's barrier. And they're like, everyone's just like, is that Kikyo's arrow? And then Yasha's like, this isn't Kikyo's arrow.
Doesn't smell like her.
Doesn't have the sin. They're like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty then.
Hmm. Interesting. We see the village of the Holy One. And Princess Abe is there with her dinosaur birds attacking. They're trying to break through a barrier that is hiding away the people there. And then the saint shows up and destroys a bunch of birds with a single arrow. And Princess Abe's like, that sucks. I gotta go before she tries to blow me up.
I gotta get out of here. This is dangerous.
Yeah, also at one point, Princess Abe's like, yo, ever since Naraku showed up, everything's just been bad. And I do not like this. This sucks.
This sucks. Jinx.
Yes. Inuyasha and everyone show up as well a little bit afterwards and they're like, hey, everything good here? And they're like, yeah, the saint came and blew up the birds. We were saved. Also, she's gone now.
Actually, they keep saying he.
I guess they don't know who the Holy One is.
Right. You know, kind of sexist of them to assume that it's a man.
Yeah, I did not notice that there was like
gendered language.
Yeah, there. So I just, you know, whatever. But yeah, they're like, okay, well, I guess we should probably follow suit or something. I don't know.
Well, let's go after.
Kagura watches Hakudoshi put himself back together, and she's like, that dude has no heart in him. Which, yeah, of course I knew that, but also, no literal heart.
No literal heart.
No literal heart. Kaede gets woken up and taken to Kikyo's shrine, and she sees the two little aides that have been helping the saint take some dirt and run away. And Kaede's like, that's weird.
This is the second time this has happened.
All right, I guess. Inuyasha and the gang are continuing to try and find the saint in the mountain. They see a lot of demons approaching, and they're like, that seems bad. It's a bunch of Naraku's demons. At one point, we also see the little girls like just dumping all the dirt into the water at some point. You know, just because, I guess. Very normal things. A bunch more demons show up, and then Inuyasha decides to stop and use the wind scar to deplete a bunch of them. Also, the saint is firing arrows at them as well, so... You know, just blowing up some demons here and there. Everyone else goes off because Inuyasha sends them away. He's like, I'll regroup with y'all later and everything. They get into
I still think this is silly because it only took like 10 seconds for him to win Scar. He could have just been right behind him, but whatever. Whatever.
They all get into a scuffle. So it sees Moroku and Sango fight off some of the demons, and Kagome and Shippo are supposed to hang out. Be safe, but then Kagome's like, oh, soul collectors, that's weird. I should probably go follow them. That seems suspicious. And then she runs off into a barrier of some sort that makes her invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So no one can find her. Inuyasha sees the saint show up with their aides just hanging out and on a horse. And he's like, Is that you, Kikyo? Oh, is that you? And the aides are like, our saint was found in a really bad shape. She can't speak or anything. She has like no emotions. She's like barely alive, but not, and also kind of dead. But you know, just she exists, but also not really. It's very confusing. And then Kagura just shows up and is like, wah-wah! And just destroys her immediately. And Inuyasha like looks through the clothes and finds a little like little ghosty piece of paper. It's like, oh, that was not real, a real Kikyo. And Kagura's like warps down and is like, so that wasn't Kikyo, was it? And Inuyasha's like, nope. And like, well, crap.
It's
By the
hard to
way,
find, isn't she?
yeah,
Bye.
he's like, by the way, Naraku thinks Kikyo's alive. Also, we took a look at the arrow that broke Hakodoshi's barrier. Dirt from Onigumo's cave, it turns out, was on that. And he's like, oh, that's why it smelled different. Ah, I see, I see.
Oh, Nahone.
By the way, why are you here? I gotta go, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so they go their separate ways. And then Kagome is running through the forest, chasing these soul collectors. They lead her to a waterfall. Once again, you do not go chasing waterfalls.
Nope,
Bad
there's
idea.
a whole song about it.
Kagome approaches the little basin of the waterfall, I guess. I don't know if that's what you'd call it, but like just the little where the water is calm. And oh my God, is Kikyo in the water? She's just hanging out, I guess. I don't know. She's just there
Yep,
existing.
she's there.
Alive but not alive, dead but not dead, who knows at this point. They should just let her be dead.
Just let her be
This
dead.
whole
She's.
episode felt so useless because it's like, why are we going through the Kikyo stuff again?
Again,
Ugh.
it's really annoying.
Like, we
It's
have how many
really
episodes
annoying.
left of this of the original anime? We have 17 episodes left and we're still regurgitating this stuff. Like,
And
come
it's still like,
on.
what's he gonna do if she's back?
I feel like we've already like
Whoa.
squashed this. It was like, all right, Inuyasha is like, he's like, all right, I'm gonna be good with Kagome now. Like, that's it. I've made my choice. And now once again there's a hint of, oh, Kikyo is back. He's like, oh God, what am I gonna do? It's like, oh, come on. This stuff
It's
isn't
so
fun.
annoying.
It's not good. It's just annoying.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think it bothered me as much when I was younger, but like, it makes me crazy now as an adult because I'm just like, this is stupid. None of it makes sense. I'm annoyed as hell by this. Like, just come on. Give me good content.
Impossible.
Impossible.
But yeah, that's basically how our episode ends. It's Kikyo's here. Kagikyo. combining
Kikikyo.
both of them.
I
Kikyo didn't
mean,
die. She's still
Inuyasha would love
here.
that.
He'd be like, oh, it makes my
Woo.
life so much easier.
Yep.
But yeah, that's gonna do it for us this week. Next time we'll be discussing episode 151 entitled Kagome's Instinctive Choice. Will she save Kikyo or let her float in the water?
We all know what she's gonna do.
Just let her float in the water. Let her
I mean,
be.
that would be the smart thing. Just let her be dead. She's dead. Come on.
Don't gotta deal with this. But yeah, we'll talk about all that next time. But for now, if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sec.cools where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova. So join us next time as we find out what Kagome will choose.